Blackstone Audio presents Now I See You, a memoir by Nicole C. Keer. This book is read by Nicole C. Keer.
For my heart, my star, and my sun, and for David, whose love lights every darkness. Author's note. In order to protect the innocent and the guilty, the names and identifying characteristics of people described in this book have been changed. In order to prevent this book from being 1,000 pages and mind-numbingly boring, certain events have been reordered, combined, and condensed. While I occasionally consulted journals, letters, and people who were there, for the most part, I wrote this book relying on my recollection, a thick, polluted sludge in which memories bob. They're not pristine, these memories. Time can corrode them, stain them, tint them in various hues. If others dredged up their memories of the same events, they might look different. If that is the case, and you feel so inclined, I invite you to write a memoir. Just change my name, and if you don't mind, make me a redhead. It is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. Ancient proverb. Prologue. My disguise was missing something. Almost ready, I told Esperanza, the small, dark-haired woman standing next to me. Just one more minute. I'd already jammed on the black-knit winter hat, reading Brooklyn in block letters, and pulled it low over my forehead. I'd zipped up the shit-colored, ankle-length coat borrowed from my grandmother and raised the hood. Now only my shoes were visible and my face. The sunglasses, that's what I'd forgotten.